A day after its historic announcement, division is emerging within the government about the vote to recognise Indigenous Australians in the Constitution. The Morrison government yesterday committed to holding a referendum on the issue within 3 years. We'll come back to the political debate in a moment, but first let's go to Brisbane, where reporter Rachel Mealy has found many locals are also already voicing strong opinions on the referendum.
I don't think it's necessary. I think that the country has evolved far enough that we should just say the past is the past. Let's look forward to the future.
I think Aboriginal people have had such a long history here in this country, and it'll help their identity as modern Australians, and it'll help empower them as people.
I think that there needs to be a widespread public education campaign alongside the referendum so that people really understand what it is at stake here.
Of course we should. They are the first people. They were here before us. You know, I give great thanks we can even walk on this land.
Some residents of Brisbane there. Heading now to Canberra, and the pushback from a small group of coalition MPs on the Morrison government's plan for a referendum on Indigenous recognition. Here's political reporter Stephanie Boris.
There's no clear proposal on the table yet, but some coalition MPs are already raising concerns about making changes to the Constitution.
I'm struggling to see how that is actually going to achieve outcomes on the ground.
Liberal MP Craig Kelly is questioning whether the time would be better spent on addressing closing the gap targets.
The ultimate goal is not to just change a few flowery words in the Constitution that have little meaning. The ultimate goal has to be, the ultimate target has to be to uplift the prosperity of Indigenous Australians.
Yesterday, the government announced its plan to hold a referendum within the next 3 years on whether Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people should be recognised in the Australian Constitution. The Minister for Indigenous Australians, Ken Wyatt, pledged to bring forward a consensus option.
I want to focus on co-designing, so I get the best possible model and the best possible set of words for the Constitution that makes that long-lasting difference.
Former Deputy Prime Minister turned backbencher Barnaby Joyce is asking for more details.
I believe constitutional recognition is something that can be supported once it's seen. Obviously, you never give endorsement to anything without reading it first. Obviously, it comes down to the words.
It's what that wording will be that's causing angst among a small but loud group of backbenchers. Craig Kelly's concerns are shared by his Queensland colleague, Senator Amanda Stoker.
To suggest that putting some flowery words into the Constitution, if you think that's going to solve the problems, I think people are just bound for disappointment.
But Senator Stoker told Sydney radio station 2GB she is open to some changes.
We can remove from the Constitution, Section 25. Now, Section 25 at the moment provides that the states can provide for different voting treatment of Indigenous people. That's inappropriate. And I think you could pare down or remove the race power in Section 51, sub 26, because I think it's also inappropriate that we have a race power.
One of the other options on the table is introducing what's known as a voice to Parliament. It was a proposal supported and put forward by hundreds of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in 2017. But because it included little detail, it's led to some MPs claiming it would create a third chamber of Parliament. Supporters say that's not true. Speaking on Sky News, Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg urged his colleagues not to jump the gun.
Given the minister has committed to doing a co-design process yesterday, it'd be unhelpful for me to, canvas various models. I'm sure that there'll be a lot of commitment from across the parliament, including from the Labor Party, to try and, make this process work and deliver a model which could be adopted at a referendum.
A referendum can't be held unless the coalition can come to an agreement, and the reaction to yesterday's announcement shows it won't be an easy task. While not large in number, the group of MPs raising concerns is loud and could derail the chance of constitutional recognition. But Queensland Coalition MP Keith Pitt is confident the party can work together.
It is obviously a difficult issue. It'll be an issue which takes a substantial amount of time, and constitutional change is really hard. There are very few which have been successful in our history.
MPs have told the ABC that the way the Prime Minister handles this situation is crucial to whether or not they give it their support. There haven't been extensive conversations about Indigenous recognition in the party room yet, and holding meetings to talk through proposals and concerns will be integral to how it plays out.
Stephanie Boris in Canberra.